You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Well, it is Luther Vandross. I haven't even gotten into the show. My tongue is already giving up on me. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. What a Sunday. So it is Luther Vandross bringing us to 10 past the hour of 4 o'clock with Your Secret Love. A very good afternoon to you and you and you, wherever you are tuning us from. This Sunday afternoon, as you can hear from my voice, I'm battling sinus. Yes, other people they call it sinusitis, I think so, but I feel like the word is too long for me. Yeah, so I just rather say no. My sinus is acting up, so I have a blocked nose. I also have a runny nose at some point, but yeah. Either way, it is a good Sunday afternoon. It's very warm. Funny enough, it was very cloudy just before I came to the station, and there were raindrops, but now it's like sunny. The sky is clear. The clouds flew away. So it is the second, is it the second or the third? Oh, it's the second. Yes. It's like I'm looking forward to the month of April, to say bye-bye to us. So it is, the second Sunday in the month of April. I am your host on this lovely show, The Crossover, and I am Abigail. We will be together from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock. So allow me to thank Tatena Luvanda for keeping us company from the hour of 1 o'clock right up until this hour where I do take over and be with you guys. Yes. They usually say that when it's time for the weather to change, a lot of people get sick. Yes. It's like a lot of people usually get sick either from cough, either from flu and all that. And I've also been, you know, having a cough for quite some time now. I was even making my listeners on the Silozi show laugh when I was telling them the story of how I was thinking probably I should just go and get screened for tuberculosis. But then when I was on the way to the station, the taxi driver who gave me a ride was also coughing. Then I realized, this thing, you are not the only one who's struggling with it. It seems to be a pandemic. Everybody is coughing, and they are really coughing very bad, not light. Very bad. So usually before we get into our show, I usually ask you guys, how was your weekend? And I also tell you all about my weekend. Luckily, there's nothing that happened this weekend. You know, there are times when I do come and I have recaps of what I did with my weekend. But this weekend is one of those weekends, is one of the most weekends where I am just indoors, like nothing happened. Except on Friday, I went for a sleepover at my sister's place. And then Saturday, yesterday, I was just home, watching movies, binge watching movies and relaxing. That's it. So nothing really happened. So this weekend, basically. Yeah. So I'm hoping I'll have a lovely recap next weekend because I do have plans for the next weekend. Yes. So I really hope that I will come back to you guys with, a good recap instead of me just saying that, yeah, it was a chilled weekend. I was just indoors. I was watching TV. Yeah. But it is something that I'm learning, that I have learned, not that I'm learning. It's something that I've learned to love so much, you know, just resting the body, because sometimes we really get busy during the week and then we forget how much rest our body needs. So weekend, even though I'm just off one day, and probably this is also the reason why I really like to be indoors this one day that I'm off, and which is the Saturday. Even if sometimes when you invite me, let's go away, I'll just tell you, I am not going anywhere. So, yeah, in a nutshell, that was all about my weekend. I hope you had a lovely weekend wherever you are listening us from this beautiful Sunday. Also, just a reminder to subscribe to our e-paper if you are not yet subscribed to our e-paper, so you can receive it 3 times in a week. That is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So how do you subscribe? Well, the process is very easy. All you have to do is save this following number, 081-204-144. That is 081-204-144. After you have saved that number, please do save it the Village newspaper so it's easy for you to remember in case you don't subscribe immediately, but you have saved the number. So save it as the Villager newspaper so you can remember when you want to continue or finish off with the subscription process. So after you have saved the number as the Villager newspaper, go on your WhatsApp. go look for the contact and send a message. You can say subscribe, easy as that. And after that, you wait for a response that is going to let you know that you have been successfully subscribed to our e-paper. And after that, you will be able to receive a free copy that is 3 times in a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Friday, free of charge. You do not pay a cent. You don't pay a dime, right? So if you are not yet subscribed, well, do so. As I have said, that the subscription fee is zero and the process is also very easy. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. So it is 17 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, I do have a lovely discussion for us in store. So don't go away. We'll come continue on the other side of Sounds by Karen White, which is Superwoman. So don't go away. Don't change the dial. We are together on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Let down and think that everything is okay.
Sounds of Carine White. This one is titled The Superwoman. We're bringing us to 23 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to the one, the only talk radio station right here in Namibia and probably beyond. Yes. And we are in the crossover hour. We will be together right up until the hour of 6 o'clock. So, yes, before the musical break, well, I told you guys that I have a lovely, or rather, interesting conversation for us today on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, don't be surprised if you hear my voice coming and going, coming and going. It's because I am battling a cough. This side it's a cough, this side it's the nose. So literally my throat and my nose, they are fighting for their lives. Because the nose is fighting the sinus and the throat is fighting the cough. Yeah. One thing that I usually say is that, you know, us as people who work with our voices, we are really not supposed to get flu or cough. They need to come up with medication that prevents people who work with their voices to have flu or coughs, to be honest. Because there's nothing that irritates your throat like having a cough, a sore throat, and still require to talk at the same time. It's not a nice feeling at all. So yeah, today we are going to talk about, you know, something which I'm pretty sure that some of you guys struggle with, if not majority of you guys struggle with. So we are going to talk about, you know, living for yourself. And when we talk about living for yourself, we talk about making decisions based on what you want, not what others will say or what others want, right? So this is the conversation for today, because many of us struggle with making decisions based on what we truly want at the end of the day. We usually worry about what other people will say if you do this, if you don't do this. So my question to you is that, have you ever stopped yourself from doing something you love because of fear of judgment? That is my question to you. Have you ever stopped yourself from doing something you love because of fear of judgment? It could be in your career, it could be in your relationships, or even how you express yourself. You know, are you living your life or managing other people's opinions? So that is what we are going to talk about this afternoon, or in the next hour and 3-4 minutes that we have on the show. That is what we are going to talk about today, because a lot of us really, we usually opt to live our lives based on what others will say or what others will say, instead of what we really want us as the individual. What do we really want? You know, if it's a career, you know that this is the career that you love and you thrive. Because usually they usually say that when you do something you love, it becomes very easy for you. And you are likely to thrive when you do something that you love. So if you end up doing something you love and maybe your parents don't want it, or your siblings or who don't want it, then you end up giving up that career and you end up doing something else. Are you correct? Are you fair with yourself when you do such decisions, or what? Even a relationship, you know, you will find that when I'm saying relationships, it can be platonic relationships or romantic relationships. So if you truly love this person as your friend, or if you truly love this person as your partner, romantic partner, you should not listen to what others will say, or you shouldn't do anything in that relationship based on what others are going to say. If you want the person, go for it. Doesn't matter what others will say or what others will think. Even when it comes to expressing yourself. Yes. When it comes to expressing yourself, are you able to express yourself the way you want, or do you express yourself based on what others want? I'll give an example of me. When it comes to expression, I have a very, should I say strong? Yes, maybe I should say strong. I have a very strong voice, right? So if you don't know me very well, you will not know that I actually mean well with that tone that might sound like it's very aggressive, right? Why do I feel like I have something under my lung? Yes. So if you don't know me, you might think that, oh, this one, she's going to bite my head off. You know, because I have a very strong, tone, and, those who might not know my tone, they find it aggressive. But this is how I express myself majority of the time. Like, let me say 95% of the time, this is how I express myself. So now imagine somebody coming into my life and they start going on about how I express myself. And then all of a sudden, I also just change. Now I am no more expressive to the point where you know me. If you have known me for so long, I now change to, yeah, I don't like what you are doing to me. Instead of, no, I don't like what you're doing to me, you know. So this is what we are talking about today, that you need to live for yourself, you know, making decisions based on what you want, not what others will say. I honestly don't care. I honestly don't care. You know, there was somebody who made comments like, probably I need therapy because I'm so aggressive with my words. My voice is also so aggressive. I need to consider going for therapy. I was like, whatever. I don't care. I know that I don't need therapy because this is just the way I express myself. So have you ever stopped yourself from doing something you love because you fear judgment? It could be in your career, your relationships, or even the way you express yourself at the end of the day. Ask yourself this question. Are you living your life? Or are you managing other people's opinions? Right? So I asked you guys a question. You can come through the other side of 5 o'clock. And then you share with me in terms of, have you ever stopped yourself from doing something you love because you feared judgment? Right? So I even had a discussion today. I had a very important discussion today with my nephew. I have a nephew who is in grade 11. So the question was, I am so confused right now, aunt. I don't know if I should proceed to AS or not, because my career does not require me to proceed to AS. So I asked him, what career is he talking about? So he explained to me in terms of what he wants to go do, and he would like to go study at NAST. So what he wants to go study at NAST does not require AS. So I told him, then you are right. You don't need AS. You don't need AS if you are going to study this, and you know that very well, that you do not need AS. So I told him, you actually don't need it. You are very right. And then he was like, no, but the thing, what is confusing him is because other family members and some of his friends, they are judging him based on the decision that he doesn't want, or he doesn't have to proceed to AS. So I told him, at the end of the day, you need to do what you think is right for you, right? You cannot do things to please others, because others are not going to be in your shoes at the end of the day. The person who's going to be in your shoes is you and nobody else. So if that is what you see fit for you, not doing AS, go for it. Because we live in an era where if you know what you want, you will know what to do, right? Now you know very well now. It's clear. Day as light. If you want to go to University of Namibia, you know you need to have AS. If you want to go to NAST, you know very well that you don't have to go and do AS. And it also depends on what what field of study do you want to go and do at the end of the day? So basically, this also cements on the discussion for today, where I made it clear to my nephew that, look, at the end of the day, the decision has to be on what you want, on what others are going to say. Even if people tell you, yeah, you should just do AS, even if the course you're going to do does not require AS, there is no need for that. Because if you see that it's not necessary for you to do AS, then you don't have to do that. Right? So we are going to start off discussing on why do we care so much about what people think, you know, when it comes to our lives. Why do we care so much about what people think? You know, some people say that they care so much about what other people think because they fear to be judged or they fear to be rejected. So because they fear to be judged or to be rejected, they dwell so much on what other people think about them, you know, because we know very well there are people who are like that. There are people who are very judgmental and they will reject you when you do what you think is best for you without taking into consideration what they think about you. So the moment you start doing the opposite of what they want you to do, they will reject you or they will judge you. Yeah, look at her doing A, B, and C, and D, you know, or no, I'm never talking to Abigail. I'm staying away from Abigail because she did A, B, and C, and D. But the question is, what is wrong with Abigail doing A, B, C, and D? What is the problem? The problem is because they had an opinion or they had another thought of what you should do. But because you are an individual who does not care about what they think of you, you end up doing what you think is right for you. It leads to them judging you or rejecting you. So a lot of people find themselves doing what people care so much about them because they fear to be judged. They also fear to be rejected. You know, another reason why we care so much about what people think is cultural and family expectations, right? When we talk about cultural, I think an example that I can give on cultural is thinking. There's usually this one thing that usually comes to my mind when I want to talk about cultural things in Zambezi. Yeah, but I think I've used it so much. I'm trying to think of another cultural thing that can lead to people care so much about what people may think about them. Okay, maybe getting married. Yes, let me give an example of getting married. You know, other people have fallen victim to getting married, even though they don't want or they didn't want to get married, because it's a cultural norm, right? So they ended up getting married because the thought of what are people going to say or what are people going to think if I don't get married and settle down? That is going to be a problem. So I would rather not have people judge me. I would rather not have people, reject me. I am going to get married because culturally that is expected of me to get married. You know, some cultures, they even have an age. Like when you get at that age, they even start asking you, so when are you bringing us a wife? When are you bringing us a husband? When are you bringing us grandkids? You know, such things. So cultural expectations, they also play a role on why people care so much about what they think of them. And also family expectations. We have so many family expectations at the end of the day, that I can give examples of. Think an example that I would give when it comes to family expectations is black tax. Black tax, I've realized that most of families in Africa, they have this thing of, you know, black tax, like expecting black tax from a family member who is some kind of successful in life, right? So if you don't participate in family expectations in terms of helping out every month in a year, this is going to create a whole scenario in people on how they see you, on what they think of you. You know, other people even start pointing fingers at you to say, yeah, you are a witch. Maybe you don't care about them. You don't want other family members to succeed. Whereas you as an individual just decided that I am not participating in the family expectations. Family expectations in terms of sending grocery money every month. You know, doing this every month, doing that every month, you are not. So a lot of people find themselves, you know, meeting family expectations or doing things based on family expectations because they care so much about what people think about them. If they don't do anything or participate in family expectations, it's going to look bad for them, right? Social media pressure as well also comes in. Why do we care so much about what people think about us at the end of the day? Social media pressure and its comparison, right? But the social media pressure is real. I have seen it. I have also experienced social media pressure. I will not take a picture of myself and post it if my hair is somewhat old. The only time you will see me taking pictures and posting on social media is when I'm from the salon and my hair is new. Now, if you ask me, has anybody ever told me that I cannot post pictures with an old hairstyle? I will say nobody. But because when you go on social media and you look at most women, you are likely to find old hairstyles there, but it's not that much. Even me, I do take pictures of my old, with old hair, and I do shade, but it's rare. It's rare. It could be that I do look good. I do look clean, but the hair is old. I'm likely to post that picture. But if I do not look good, I'm not dressed well, and the hair is old, I'm not going to post any pictures. So social media also comes with so much pressure and so much comparison that at the end of the day, you care so much about what people are going to think if you post that picture or if you post that video that you took of yourself, right? So it's a disease. It's a disease that we really, really need to find a cure for. And the cure for is to stop caring so much about what people think of us. If you want to do something, do it. If you feel like you are dirty and this is a nice picture that you want to go post on social media, for the sake of memories, go post it. Don't feel the pressure of, oh, what are they going to say? Oh, what are they going to do? Oh, my goodness. No. So at the end of the day, why do we care so much about what people think? It's because we fear to be judged. We also fear to be rejected, right? And sometimes, or in most cases, it's cultural and family expectations, because there are cultural norms and family expectations that we need to follow as people. And when we don't do it, then when people start talking, we care so much. Social media pressure and comparison as well. That's a problem. Social media is a problem for all of us who are alive, to be honest. So, yeah. And then we look at when it comes to not doing what we want or making decisions based on what we want, rather think of what are others going to say. It might bring a cost of living for others, right? So there might be a cost of living for others. Because if every time you can't do what you want to do, you think of, oh, what is the next person going to say? or, oh, what is the next person going to think? When we talk about career or when we talk about opportunities, you might find that you will miss a lot of opportunities. You know, you will miss a lot of opportunities. And also, when you don't make decisions based on what you want or what you think is right for you, you start thinking of, oh, what is Abigail going to say? What is Tata France going to say? It's going to lead to you having so many regrets. You know, maybe you wanted to go study outside Namibia or you wanted to go study outside Africa. But because you got so worried about, oh, what are my friends going to say? What are my parents going to say? Imagine. And the thing that really, really surprises me is that, especially for people who want to go outside the country, you know, they want to listen to their parents who have never probably even left the region to advise them best to say, no, my child, I don't think it's a good idea that you should go to America or you should go away. Look at me, your parent, I'm doing well. I haven't even left Ohangwena. I haven't left Enana, but I'm doing well. Why do you want to go so far? That is going to lead to so many missed opportunities and also regret. Because a few years from now, when you look back, you're going to regret. You're going to think, I should have taken that chance and went to America. You know, I have actually missed that opportunity because had I taken that opportunity, where would I be now? That is probably now 10 years later. And you are thinking about a scholarship that you missed abroad or just somewhere in Africa where it's not your home country. Now you are thinking. And when it comes to missed opportunities and regret, there's always one thing that usually comes after, which is resentment. Now you become very resentful to the point where any person whose opinion probably mattered back then when you did decisions based on those opinions, they are going to become enemies now because you're going to be very, very resentful to those people. This is why I usually encourage people to not listen to what others say, rather listen to what the voice inside them is saying. So if you want to go and study in China, don't go around asking, what do you think? Should I go to China or not? Should I just study in Namibia? Oh yeah, we also have universities in Namibia. So maybe I should just study in Namibia. Don't do that. Because believe me, every person has their own opinion. Yes, each person has their own opinion. So if you feel like you want to go to China, please go. Because if you don't, it's going to cost you your life because of others. So you will miss opportunities. You are going to have regrets. At the end of the day, you are going to be very resentful, right? And then now you don't know who you are. You lose your identity. You don't know who you are. You lose your own confidence. Whenever you need to make a decision, you have to ask somebody because you don't trust yourself to be able to make your own decision. So these are all the consequences that comes when we do not make decisions based on what we want, but we make decisions on what others want or what others will say. So you won't even have an identity. You will not know who you are at the end of the day. The confidence, dololo, it's gone. Now you can't even decide, am I going to buy white bread or am I going to buy brown bread? You must call the next person. Good afternoon, Abigail. I was just thinking, you know, I've been struggling with constipation lately. So I don't know if I need to go buy white bread or brown bread. When you know very well that they say brown bread actually helps with constipation issues because of the fiber it has. You know, But because you have lost so much confidence within yourself, you can't even decide to go buy between white or brown bread. So these are all the things we need to take into consideration if we are the type that likes to listen to others instead of doing what we think is best for us at the end of the day. Because if you don't know what's best for you, what makes you think the next person will know what is best for you? I know there are times when we are in a dilemma of making life decisions, right? And you need an input of one to two. But one thing that I've realized is that it's not necessarily that you want other people to convince you on the decisions you need to make. No, it's just a thing of, you know, the two voices. They might help you reason and get to a final decision of, okay, I am doing this. Or maybe the two other external voices, they are reasonable. So this decision is not right. All right. It is now 11 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. We continue with our discussion while we are talking about living for yourself. Yes, living this life for yourself and not for anybody else. Making decisions based on what you want, not what others will say. Mm-mm. You should never ever live your life on what others will say. Because at the end of the day, that is your life. And the choice is yours. Because a lot of us really, we really find it challenging when it comes to prioritizing our personal desires, right? And we end up valuing societal expectations and external opinions, which is a problem. The moment you cannot prioritize what you want you as an individual, and then you throw that over societal expectations and external opinions, then it becomes a problem. It becomes a problem. This is why we find that we have so many people who are walking around with regrets, with resentment, you know, lack of self-confidence because they don't know who they are anymore. They have lost their identity. So if your father or your mother is forcing you as a young man to bring them a wife and you know very well that that's not what you want, just tell them the truth. Tell them that, no, I am not ready for this. I'm not going to do this. Even though you fear that they are going to reject you, it's okay. Even if you fear that they are going to judge you, it's okay at the end of the day. Even you as a young woman, when they try to force you into getting married and, you know, doing the norm, having kids, and you know very well that you are not ready, you will see yourself as something else in life. You know, you still have dreams to chase. You still have things to learn, things to experience. Tell them that you are not ready. Don't just do it because you care so much about what they think of you. No, this is going to cost you at the end of the day. So we will go for a musical break and we will continue on the other side with when is it okay to consider others' opinions. Like I said, there are times when you might need a voice or two, right? But it's not always. So the point where when you even want to go buy bread, now you must ask, am I going to buy white or am I going to buy brown bread? You don't know. Ah, wow. So here is Michael Jackson. This one that is titled Speechless.
Love is magical. That's how I feel. But I have not the words here to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion. But there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain, to tell you how I feel. but I am speechless, speechless. That's how you make me feel. When I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel, so silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless, that's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light, but I cannot be found. Is that presence, I am lost for words, words like I love you.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Refreshing conversation for the mind.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Once of you wonder.
really explain it. It is Sounds of Tamia, this one that is titled So Into You, bringing us at 9 past the hour, 5 o'clock. Yes, it is a beautiful Sunday, the second Sunday in the month of April. So I think we have 2 more Sundays. Yes, we have 2 more Sundays and we will say bye-bye to the month of April. I actually forgot to wish those celebrating their birthdays today, which is the 12th of April. Allow me to wish you guys a happy birthday to you all. And I hope you do enjoy it. Yes. Remember that it only comes once in a year. So do make the most out of it. I know it's on a Sunday, but yeah, you can actually enjoy Sunday without doing dramatic things that are going to make you exhausted when you start off the new week tomorrow, or rather today. Either way, other people, they start off their new week on Sunday. People, they start off their week on Monday. But regardless, it is a new week. So let's not do things that are going to hinder us from being productive in the new week. So today's conversation is about, you know, making decisions based on what you want, not what others will say, right? One of the hardest things to do in life is to choose yourself. We all know that. We all know that. That one of the hardest things to do in life is to choose yourself, especially in a world where everyone has an opinion, you know, from family expectations to social media commentary. Can feel like every decision you make is being watched and it's also being judged. But here is the truth, right? But here is the truth. If you build your life around other people's opinions, you may never truly feel fulfilled. And that is the honest truth. You might tick all the boxes that others approve of, but deep down, something will feel missing. So making decisions based on your own wants doesn't mean you are being selfish. No. It means you are being honest. It means understanding what matters to you and having the courage to pursue it, even if it's not popular, right? Of course, this doesn't mean ignoring everyone. You know, there is a value in advice, especially from people who are genuinely, people who genuinely care about you. The key is knowing the difference between guidance and pressure. So at the end of the day, people will always have something to say. But the question is, are you going to live your life for their approval or for your own happiness? Because the reality is no one else has to live with the consequences of your choices, but you do. You know, when we talk about making decisions based on your own wants, doesn't mean you are being selfish. I think I'll give an example of, you know, there was a time I made a decision that my phone was going to be on DND from 2200 hours until the next morning at 7 o'clock in the morning. Right? I remember the backlash that I got from that. It was like, yeah, you are selfish. What if there's an emergency? What if there's a family emergency? You know, but my question was, what am I supposed to do if you have an emergency at 2 a.m. and you are calling me to do what at 2 a.m.? You know, I'm not going to allow other people's emergencies that happen the time I'm sleeping to disrupt my sleep. I'm not going to do that. So I took that decision, even though I was being labeled of being selfish, being inconsiderate. Somebody even told me, apparently it's a cheating. The cheating, what was the word? Mentality. No. There was a word that was used that when you put your phone on do not disturb, is apparently it's a cheating thing. So maybe you are a cheater and you are avoiding to get caught. I was like, what? So you people, your minds go as far as that my phone goes on DND because I'm a cheater and I'm avoiding to get caught. That was a wow moment for me. So, but one thing that taught me is that, you know, people will always have an issue when you make a decision as an individual. They will always have an issue. So I decided that, you know what? I don't care what everybody says. My phone will go on DND 22 hours. And if you try to call me, I will not pick up your call because I will not hear your calls, all your messages right up until the following day. So there were people who would still try to contact me during that time until they actually got the message to say, oh, she's not playing. You know, she actually means business, and they completely stopped. So now I can confidently say that my phone does not get calls from 2200 hours right up until 7 a.m. It's rare. It doesn't happen. So I don't even have to put on my DND anymore. Do not disturb. It doesn't go on anymore because people received the message clearly, very well. Right? So we are now going to talk about when it is okay to consider others' opinion. As I mentioned that, you know, you don't have to ignore everyone, you know. There's definitely value in advice, especially from people who genuinely care about you. And you know that these people, they actually do care about me. If I have to ask for their advice, they are going to give me advice, not judge me, no, or pressure me. They are going to give me advice. So also the other thing is you knowing the difference between being guided and also being pressured from the advice that you are receiving at the end of the day. So when is it okay for you to consider others' opinions? You know, when you are being given constructive advice, you need to understand that, okay, here I'm being given constructive advice, or I am being criticized, right? Because there's a difference between constructive advice and criticism. And if you are wise or if you are smart, you will be able to tell that, oh, this person actually just wants me to do better. Or this person, they don't care. You know, they are just here to criticize. They don't want me to do better. They do not give a damn, right? So it's very important that you also learn between constructive advice and criticism, so you know what to choose at the end of the day. And also respecting loved ones without losing yourself, you know, it's very important because a lot of us, we do lose respect for our loved ones. And we also lose ourselves in the process, which is not right. You know, if you lose respect for the other person because you know that all they did in your life was to pressure you, all they did in your life was to, you know, criticize you, judge you and all that, you can actually lose respect for that person. But you don't have to lose yourself in the process, right? And also you need to learn to balance independence and accountability, because people usually, they really lose it in between independence and accountability. Other people, honestly, when they are independent, right? When they are independent, it's hard for them to take accountability in their actions or their decisions. So this can be a problem when you don't balance independence as well as accountability. So remember that it's very important when you are considering others' opinions to make sure that you are able to tell between constructive advice and criticism, right? Also remember that respecting loved ones without losing yourself. You can respect your loved ones, but you don't have to lose yourself. And also balancing independence and accountability is very important. I think I'm going to take a little bit. I'm going to take a little health break, and we will come continue shortly. Do not go anyway. Yebo.
Let you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, but yes, and we continue, right? So now let's look at how you can identify that you are making decisions for others and not yourself, right? So you will realize that you are constantly seeking approval. Whenever you feel like you need to do a decision, you seek for approval instead of believing in yourself to think that you can actually, you know, do this. I give an example of you even having to ask, going to the point where you're asking, should I go buy brown bread or should I go buy white bread? You know, you're asking the other person now, or another individual, on what you should eat when you are the person who is eating that. So you are supposed to know, what do you want to eat? Do you enjoy eating white bread or do you enjoy eating brown bread? You know, so when you are constantly seeking approval from other people, that means you are making decisions for others. Those decisions are not for you. Even though we are always encouraged to consider other people's opinions or others' opinions. But when you are now constantly everything, you know, everything that you need to do, you are seeking approval. That means you are not making decisions for yourself, but you are making decisions for others. And also when you are always feeling anxious about judgment, you know, every time you are judged, you feel anxious about it. That means you don't make decisions for yourself, you make decisions for others. Because one thing that I've realized, when people who don't like to be judged and they like to do things to impress others or to get approval from others, it's people who really struggle with making their own decisions, you know. You know very well that you want to buy a car and you can afford to buy that car. But because I, Abigail, told you that, yeah, there's no need for you to buy a car. What are you going to use a car for? You know, it's just unnecessary. Now you have to start paying monthly for this car, you know. When you know very well that you want a car and you know that you can afford a car. But because I'm telling you that, no, I don't see the need for a car for you right now, you listen to me and then you don't buy a car when you know very well that you want a car. So also when you say yes, when you mean no, that means you are making decisions for others. The saying yes when you mean no, I have spoke about it so many times on the crossover, because this also links to self-confidence. It also links to, you know, not having boundaries, or let's just say boundaries. So when you say yes, initially when in your heart you mean no, it's wrong. You know, it's very wrong. If you know that the decision that you want to take is a no, mean it. And if you know very well that the decision you want to take is a yes, then mean it. Don't just say yes because you are afraid that they are going to judge you if you say no. It doesn't matter. Because you need to make decisions for yourself and not for others. If people say, oh, let's go to Thailand. Let's take a trip to Thailand. And you know very well that your pocket cannot afford Thailand right now. Say, no, I can't afford to go to Thailand right now. You know? Don't say yes because your friends or your group of friends, they badly want to go to Thailand. And now you are afraid that they are going to judge you. They are going to gossip about you and all that. So you are going to say yes. Ah, no. I don't want the people to gossip me the whole entire trip they are there. So I will just go with them. No. So if you realize that every time you are supposed to say no, you say yes, that means you are making decisions for others and you need to work on yourself. So now, how do you start choosing yourself? How do you get to a point where you start choosing yourself? You need to get clear on your values. What are your values? You know, what do you believe in? Your boundaries, your self-confidence, all that. Because at the end of the day, you need to build confidence in your decisions. When a person comes to you and they tell you, oh, let's go to Thailand, and you know very well that you cannot afford to go to Thailand, just stand on business and say, no, unfortunately, that won't be possible for me. And you ask the person if you guys can push the trip to when you can also afford. And if they say no, then you just say, no, I will not be able to go to Thailand right now. So you need to build confidence in your decision. And also you need to accept that not everyone will agree at the end of the day. So when we say that not everyone will agree, you don't have to always agree with everyone. Because it's normal when somebody says, Abigail, I do not agree with you on this one. It's very normal. Or, Abigail, I am so disappointed with your decision because I was expecting this. It is normal. So you need to get clear on your values and also build confidence in your decisions and accept that not everyone will agree. So this is a way you will start choosing yourself. Because people who live for others, it's people who don't choose themselves. And I've realized that unfortunately people who don't choose themselves, they always find themselves in terrible situations, in bad situations. I remember a few years back, somebody passed away. Somebody that I knew, someone that I grew up with passed away in a car accident, you know. And I remember when I was reflecting on that death, I realized that that was a death that could have been prevented, you know. Had the person just chose themselves, probably they would still be alive now. I'm saying probably, I'm not saying they would still be alive. Because what happened in that fateful day was that the friend came, who was driving the car, came to the house to come pick up the guy. And you know, the guy kept on saying, no, I don't want to go. And the other guy, his friend kept on forcing, no, let's go. We are not going to take long. We will be back, in a bit. Let's go. And he kept on saying, no, I don't want to go, brah. Just go. And the person kept on forcing, no, let's just go. You cannot let me go without you. And off they drove in that car. They went. That was the last time that person was seen, you know. They got involved in a car accident and they died. I don't remember if he was the only one who died or there were others who died. I don't recall. But that was a moment in time where I was also just reminded on why it's very important to choose yourself always. You know, have confidence in the decisions that you make. When somebody comes to you and you know very well you don't want to involve yourself in anything you are being told, then just say you are not, like honestly speaking. So unfortunately, he was not confident in his decision to say, I am not going where you want us to go. Probably he would still be alive in this moment, you know. So, yeah. It is 29 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Yes, small, we will be leaving you guys with Hende on the Eagles Spot Zone. Let's go for a musical break. And thereafter, we'll come say bye-bye to you. Well, here is sounds of Keith Sweat. I'll give all my love to you. Yes. Na 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 na.
Prince.
Keith.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Yes, it has. Can I give you a ride?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Tonight, I'm gonna take it real slow. I understand what you told me, and if I didn't know, I always wanted someone.
Sometimes I get a little that you are the one for the bad one. Yeah.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Where do they get off telling you that I am not? tell somebody wants to tear your heart apart. Oh, why do them people have to tell you lies? I know. I love you more than words could ever show. I can't explain. Why do some people have to be that way? I can't take much more. Start falling down. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're only in it to confuse you, so they could turn around and use you. But it can happen, it won't happen, girl, as long as I'm around. Oh, why do some people have to tell you lies?
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
You tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. You've built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see
stop if you try. You built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try.
It is Sounds of Maroon 5. She Will Be Loved, bringing us to 9 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Well, it is almost time for me to say my goodbyes to you. But before I do that, I'd like to leave you with these few words. Yes. So remember, your life is your responsibility and your opportunity. People will always talk, but only you have to live with your decisions. So choose wisely, choose boldly, and most importantly, choose you. Right? Going to repeat it one more time. Remember, your life is your responsibility and your opportunity. So people will always talk, but only you have to live with your decisions. So choose wisely, choose boldly, and most importantly, choose you. Yes. So, as I wrap up our conversation for today, living for yourself, making decisions based on what you want, not what others will say. Well, remember that it is okay to not fear judgment or rejection. And it's also not okay to abide by cultural and family expectations and also social media pressure and comparison, right? Because it will save you from missing opportunities. It will also save you from having regret and resentment and also you losing your identity or self-confidence. But also remember that it is okay to consider others' opinions, but you need to be able to choose whether the advice or the opinion is constructive advice or it is criticism, right? And also always ask yourself when you are constantly seeking approval from outsiders. Are you making decisions for others or are you making decisions for yourself? And every time you get anxious about a judgment, are you making a decision for yourself or for others? And also refrain from saying yes when you mean no. If you mean no, say no. And if you mean yes, say yes. Remember to always start choosing yourself, making sure that you know what your values are, your beliefs, your boundaries, build confidence in your decisions. Like I said, if you mean no, say no. If you mean yes, say yes. And also accept that not everyone is going to agree, right? Always remember that not everyone is going to agree. You'll find people who will say no. You'll find people who will say yes. It's not everyone. So from me, Abigail, allow me to wish you a productive week ahead of you. Do tune in to the next program, which is Eagle Spot Zone, that is with Hende, from the hour of 6 up until the hour of 7, right? Yes. So, adios. Until next Sunday, same time, same place. Here is James Blunt, You Are Beautiful.
Life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another. I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. It's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know. Cause I'll never.
time to face the truth. I will never be with you.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say,
shoot, 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 shoot,
baby,
do, shoot, shoot,
yeah. Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Say shoot, say shoot,
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 shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot,
shoot
that,
shoot,
shoot that,
shoot,
shoot.